This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. Wisconsin's newest member of Congress, Representative Scott Fitzgerald, joined the rest of the state's GOP House members yesterday in a failed attempt to prevent the impeachment of President Donald Trump. It was the latest in a series of controversial votes by the former state senator, who has only served in Congress about 10 days after being elected in the suburban 5th District in November to replace retiring Republican House member Jim Sensenbrenner. Fitzgerald's home office in Brookfield is the same one Sensenbrenner used to occupy, which made it easy for 10 protesters to find and visit yesterday morning.
His salary.
That's Nikki Etter of Indivisible Tosa knocking on the outer door of the Fitzgerald office. Etter eventually had three brief but polite conversations with a staffer who opened the door a little and gave her name as Danielle. Etter dropped off a basket with hundreds of signed postcards urging Fitzgerald to take moderate or progressive votes on some issues and to hold a town hall meeting. But outside the building, Etter made it clear she's not happy with a new congressman.
Frankly, I think that Scott Fitzgerald is a disgrace to Wisconsin, and I think the people of the 5th District deserve better.
Yesterday's event was one of several held by Indivisible chapters around the U.S. in the last few days, as the groups partly focus on Republicans like Fitzgerald, who voted against accepting election results from Arizona and Pennsylvania last week. John Norcross of Oconomowoc, representing Indivisible Lake Country, also wanted Fitzgerald to vote for Trump's impeachment.
It's a tall order in this district from that representative, but that's the ask. That is the right thing.
But Fitzgerald later voted against impeachment. Protester Lynn Carey of the group Grassroots Germantown says she at least wants the House member to know his critics are paying attention.
We are not just sitting back and saying, well, it's a conservative district. There's no way we can make a difference. Maybe there is.
The congressman is scheduled to answer questions today during a virtual forum with the website wispolitics.com. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.